on, Chris, buddy. We're almost there. Just a little more.
It's my fault, Mike. It's my fault.
Oh, sure it is. Just keep running.
They're following me. They want me to eat my magic.
It's not gonna happen. Keep going.
I cannot.
Now, hell, come on, get up. Why am I the only one who takes endurance speed?
Just leave without me.
I couldn't have gone through those things without you. I'm sure as hell not leaving you. Even if I have to carry you. It's a good thing you're skinny and I'm ever so strong. Let's go. There's Zonas. We're almost there, dude. Oh, man. It's like some kind of outer ward thing. Wonder if there's some weak spot somewhere. Maybe here. Maybe here. This hurts. Damn. Maybe here. Ow. Come on. There's got to be a secret entrance or something. No time to dig. Crap. The cellar door. All right, ward. Whoa. Oof. Ow. Hey, it worked. What are the odds? And now, into the cellar. Oh, which is locked. Of course. All right, then. Time for a strength check. Puny door, you cannot withstand the tremendous force of my foot! Crap, zombie bastards always catching up. Not giving. Why is it not giving? Oh, zombies. Crap. Finally.
Me.
Hello, ladies.
Mike?
No time for heroic loving now. I got me some zombies to kill. Here, someone take Fesmer. Where's his box of spell bombs?
Fesmer? He's unconscious.
He'll be fine. Took a clobbering, though. Ah, there they are.
Mike, how did you get here? Were you outside this whole time?
Answer any questions later. Clear the door. Pulling. Hot tamale. Sweet spell bomb. And another for good measure. That should keep him away long enough for me to get to the roof and rain death upon them. God, I love this game. Be back in a minute.
Oh, Mike, you idiot. Mike, get back here. Oh, I hate you so much.
I'm going after him.
No, Kate should go. I need you to help me block the hole where my expensive door used to be.
No, but I have to go.
Yeah, I should get him. Idiot jockey is so dead.
They're coming. What do we do?
Quickly, help me stuck these boxes. Arkan, arm yourself with that large broom.
This broom? You cannot
bend them
off.
They are coming.
Back! Shishra, there's so many of them.
Use your magic if you have to.
But
I know you have more skill than you show. They are coming down the stairs.
Hey, Zana, how about this? Is this good?
That is huge. Stop wasting your time.
Arkan, get out of the way. Work, stupid magic. Move!
Hey! Arm! How did you do that?
It worked.
That should discourage them. Both of you, pick up Fesmer and bring him to the kitchen.
Oh my god, we're alive, we're okay.
That spell was incredible, Shay.
Yeah, I figured, why just push, pull, or lift a little of each and there we go. I don't feel so good now.
Sit down, drink water. We're all safe.
What about Fesmer?
None of these injuries look very serious. I think this blood is not his own. From the smell, I would say he fought the Undying. Zana, that water, Senjin.
Undying!
Calm, Fesmer, calm. Be calm, you're in Zana's.
Where is Mike?
He grabbed some spell bomb things and ran off as soon as he busted into the cellar.
But they are not stable. Why would he do that?
What do you mean not stable?
Mike, he...
Slow, okay. What is the problem?
Mike fell off the roof. I think he's dead.
Where is he?
I don't know. I ran
Catherine,
after him.
Catherine, where is he?
I think the explosion knocked him left to the front entrance, right out there.
We need to get outside and help him.
Shay, we can do nothing for him.
No, I don't want to hear it, Zana. I'm going outside and
we can do nothing for him while I'm dying outside my ward, Shay. If they see you, they will try again to break through, and this time my ward will fail completely. Then we will all be lost.
But how did Mike get in if the ward's still up?
I do not know. Perhaps it was not fully charged when
Actually, Shishwa, the cellar door sits just outside your ward.
It does? Well, that is useful knowledge.
They're coming back. I have to go outside. I'm not going to let them take him.
Come back, Shay.
No, Arkan. I have to stop them.
I am coming as well.
You are not going anywhere, Fesmer. You can barely stand. Lie back down right now.
Well, to hell with you all. I'm going out there.
Idiot girl. Shauna, no. Shauna.
All of you, remain inside and do not move. If they take Shay and myself, they may not afterwards trouble you.
Shishwa, surely you are not
remain
going to...
Remain here. That is a command. Okay, not...
Command my... Hey, the door won't open!
Neither will the windows. It is Zano's home security ward. It is weak, but will protect us a little longer.
Well, how do we deactivate it?
We cannot. It is bound to Zana.
Yeah, right. All security systems can be hot-wired. I bet it has something to do with the hearth.
Kaith, Arkan, I am full of shame. This is all my doing.
Then help me undo it. Get that door open!
No, I will not. It is out of our grasp now. Oh, if only I could cast more magic.
I am not going to lose Shauna too. How does this thing work?
Mike, oh God!
Weak. Shay.
Zana, he's right there, but I can't reach him. You have to lower the barrier ward.
Look at him, Shay.
Please!
Look at him.
No, Mike.
We at least are still alive. But if that ward fails, I do not mean to be harsh.
No, no, I can still save him. If I can just reach him, I'll bring him back to life.
No, Volker. That is not a spell you ever wish to use.
Oh God, there! Get away from him! Leave him alone!
Shay, they are not taking him. Look.
They're walking around him?
Yes, they are coming for us. We must go inside, Shay.
Drop the ward, Zana. Just for a moment. I can get him. There's still time.
The ward does not work in that way.
I'll push them back with my magic.
Get inside, Shay, now.
I can't leave him, Zana.
Now, Shay. There will not be time to reactivate the home security ward if we stay out here any longer.
Jareth said not to give up. Never surrender to a terrible fate.
The most we can do for him now is to offer him our prayers. We cannot do even that if we stay out here any longer. The ward is about to fail.
The ward?
We reached you, Liza.
This is not the end. This cannot be the end. I'm going down swinging, Zana, just like Mike did.
Even those who have only just begun to walk around.
Work, stupid magic. Push! Work, stupid magic. Shove!
Strong.
I can barely do this.
Embrace.
Work, stupid magic. Burn!
I'm ready.
I can't anymore.
Take my hand, Shay.
Okay, Zana, I don't want to die.
Fortunately, it is not our time.
Ow, what?
Begin!
We are shielded.
Jareth!
Now, men, drive them back! Charge!
They're winning! Mike, I'm coming! I can't move. What did Jareth throw at us?
A ward stone. It creates a barrier.
Never mind, just tell me how to deactivate. I need to get to Mike.
Good work, men. They are falling back. Keep them moving. Drive them out! Zana, are you hurt?
No, but we cannot save the
Let me go!
Very well. In!
Oh, he's not breathing. Dear God, he's not breathing. Get Catherine, quick! God, there aren't any wires or anything. How do I short-circuit? Wait, is that Jareth? What is he riding?
Jareth is here. Oh, praise I know him.
Your foolish friends nearly got Zana killed.
Oh, shut up. I gotta get out of here. I have to help Mike. Finally!
Arkan, help me stand.
Zana, is he? Is it 2 and 15 or 3 and 30? I can't remember.
What?
CPR!
2 to 15. You do the breaths, I'll do the compression.
Okay.
Jareth, stop! Don't pick him up. You could make it worse.
Mike! Is he? Oh, no. No.
Quiet, all of you. Call 911 or whatever it is you do.
911?
Get help!
Zana!
Okay, I'm here.
Hold him steady. We don't know how badly.
I know. I took the class too.
1, 2. Three,
what
four,
are they doing?
Five,
perhaps
six,
this is some
seven,
sort of
eight,
last
nine,
fight.
Ten,
if only
five,
I had arrived
12,
sooner.
13, 14,
Shay,
15.
What are
breathe.
You doing?
Saving his life, what are you doing?
One, two,
but
three,
is he not?
Four, five,
don't you people
four,
know anything about seven, first aid? Eight, get some damn help now!
11, what can I do?
13, 14, 15. Breathe! 1, 2.
Vesmer, can you still
four,
cast any
five,
spells?
Six, I can try.
Seven,
eight,
do you know any electric
nine,
spells?
Any what?
12, like lightning. 15. Breathe!
I do know something like that. I can deliver a powerful shock from my hands.
Okay, perfect. Do it on Mike.
Seven,
what?
Eight,
that is terrible.
Ten,
we should be guiding his spirit
12,
to Ainorim, not
13,
attacking
14,
him.
15. Breathe.
1, 2.
Do it, Vesmer. And the rest of you, I don't see you going for help.
But he is dead, Shona.
Jareth.
Yes, Catherine?
Shut up and get help.
Jareth, come with me. I have an idea.
Breathe. Still nothing.
Do it, Vesmer. Not too hard. Just enough to give him a big jolt. Right here. Do it!
Fyclothi, Baraz!
Check his pulse. Well?
Oh God, oh God!
Shana?
Thank you, God! Fesmer, we did it!
What did we do?
He's alive! Oh, he's alive. I can't believe it.
With respect, Shishwa, this is an ill-conceived notion. The moment Targanani glimpses the things that have happened here, whatever his personal feelings for us, he will be duty-bound to report all of it to university.
And you are duty-bound to do the same, yet you have not.
I nearly have, twice. Yet instead I have lied to my superiors, Targanani included, and quietly gone about my work.
Jareth, you are a good man, and so is Targanani. It is not always possible to be both good and lawful. Sometimes we must choose one or the other.
It is only that none of this is necessary, Shishwa. Mike is lost to us. Revealing the remaining foreigners to Targanani will not alter this fact.
He's alive!
He is?
But he needs serious treatment. Is the doctor mage person almost here?
What is a doctor?
A healer?
Some can cast faint enchantments, which might aid the healing process, but the body and spirit must do the rest. How is it that Meek is alive now?
We pounded on his chest, forced air down his throat, and Besmer electrocuted him. He's not going to make it if we stand around talking about this.
She is correct, Jareth.
Jean, Catherine, this is a delicate situation.
You bet your ass is a delicate situation. Mike's going to die for good if we can't find someone who can help him. Is there someone?
Well, yes, but...
Is he on his way?
Well, no, but...
Why is he not on his way?
Because I have not yet called him. It will take but a moment.
Shishwa!
Stand where you must, Jareth. I have made my choice. Kena, Wilana Takunane.
Zana, this is a surprise. Are you safe?
I am unharmed, thanks to the timely intervention of Jareth and several of your Lairdun. But one of my employees is gravely injured.
I will dispatch a healer immediately.
No, Takunane, it has to be you. Injury is quite serious.
There are many healers here more talented than I. What is the problem?
Please, Darko, it has to be you alone, and you must tell no one. Do you remember that time in Dandar?
I will be there as fast as I can, of course. And Zana?
Yes?
I trust we are even on that count.
Yes, Targonani. We await your arrival with great expectation.
I still cannot believe that he is alive. I have never seen anything like this before.
What sorcery was that, Shauna?
That wasn't magic, that was just CPR.
How could that be magic, Arkan? Shauna has just started learning.
And already she can shape OD.
What? An eager mammal still cannot lay eggs, Arkan. It has not yet been a day since we began her lessons.
It's the truth, Fesmer. I cast push and pull and lift, and I even made up some myself. I think I've reached my limit for the day, though.
If the two of you are attempting to make a fool of
me... I assure you this is no joke, Fesmer.
But that is impossible.
So is getting teleported to magical fantasy worlds, but you don't see me complaining. Anymore.
Oh, no,
don't,
but...
Look, does that really matter right now? Mike's still in danger here. We need to get him to a hospital.
What?
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Where do you take people if they're sick or injured?
We do not take them anywhere.
Well, university does have a medical ward.
Well, but... from what all of you have been telling me, that's really not an option. So where else?
There is no else.
You can't be serious.
I assure you, I am quite serious.
What is wrong with you people? You've got phones and lights and no doctors? What kind of warped sense of priorities are you running on around here?
We have healers for the sick or injured, but here in Landi, they are all part of university.
Well, that's just the stupidest thing I...
Good news! Help is on the way!
Oh, finally!
Who's coming?
Zana called him. What's his name? Jared's mentor.
Targanone?
That's the one.
Well, that's good, right?
Well, he is a powerful healer, but...
But what?
The two of you should probably remain hidden while he is here. It is best if he has no reason to look any closer.
I don't know. I don't want to leave Mike alone.
Senjen Shay, this is important. So much has happened here that he cannot learn about.
Fesmer, we should probably leave as well. There is little more we can do here.
I should stay, Arkan. It is my fault.
Fesmer, it is not your fault. Though he may be rash, Meek is a grown man. He acted upon his own will.
She's right. Nobody blames you for what happened.
Besides, may I remind you that the high-ranking official of university is going to be here very shortly. In your own words, it would be best if he has no reason to look any closer.
It's okay, Fesmer. It's under control now, I think. We couldn't have saved him without you.
Thank you, Keith. I will visit my mother and ensure she is still safe. Cautious trials, Shay.
Oh, okay. See you later, then.
Shay, will you be staying at my house again tonight?
No, I think I'm going to stay at Zana's with Catherine and Mike. Thanks, though.
Very well. I shall see you tomorrow. Take care, Shay. Good night, Keith.
Good night. See ya.
Here, let me support you, Fesmer.
I am capable of walking on my own.
Of course you are.
How is he?
He's still breathing and his heartbeat seems stable, but I don't know, his leg looks really bad. It's broken at least two places, and I'm worried that there might be more, like his hip or his back. Catherine, what are we gonna do?
I don't know, I guess we just have to hope this Targanane is enough.
No, I mean, what are we going to do? It could take like a month to heal. What if he's paralyzed or something? Where does that leave us?
Well, the same place we were before, I guess. We need to get home. These people don't know anything about medicine, and Boston has some of the best hospitals in the country. Maybe when we get back, we can do more. For now, I guess we just have to hope that magic is enough.
I guess you're right. Home, it seems so far away. Oh, the bell stopped.
I guess that means the Undying are gone?
Yes. We have either driven them away or they have lost interest. We are fortunate that matters are not worse.
I don't know, Jareth. It looks pretty bad to me.
Believe me when I say that we are fortunate. I fear, however, that this is only the beginning of our trials. Where are Fesmer and Arkan?
Fesmer's checking on his mother, and Arkan, I don't think she said.
No matter. It is best they do not speak with Targanone. He would likely smell their guilt. The both of you should conceal yourselves as well.
I'm not leaving Mike.
I will stand watch until Targanone arrives. Do not fear.
Yeah, after today's stress, I think we're both starting to reek of guilt.
I did not intend that. You are innocent in all of this.
You sure about that?
Come on, Shauna, let's go.
hate this, being stuck up here, having to hide like we're doing something wrong, watching them from this window, straining to hear anything.
We saved his life, Shauna, and Targanani seems to know what he's doing, as best as he can, anyway.
I know, but still.
I know. What did he say?
Oh, I don't know. Ooh, that looked painful.
I hope that leg heals. With no x-rays or anything, I don't think Mike's going to be playing football again. I hope he'll at least be able to walk.
I know. Well, since when do you care about Mike's football playing?
Well, I guess I don't, but it's his dream. He probably never had a chance, but to have any hope taken away like that, Mike doesn't deserve that. No one does.
You know, it is kind of funny to watch Jareth take orders instead of giving them.
Yeah.
Well, that was a lead-in, yeah. What's up, trouble in paradise?
There is no paradise, Shauna. The man needs a major attitude adjustment.
Oh, shh, they're talking again.
I believe that is all the breaks, Perenchois. Should we bring him inside now?
No, Jareth, there's still much to be done.
But it is beginning to darken.
Patience, Jareth. Your friend here is in more danger from our haste than the darkness.
Yes, Perenchois.
I am amazed that he is still alive at all. A fall from such height would easily kill a lesser man. And these burns, how did he acquire those?
I do not know, Perenchois. I arrived after it happened.
Of course. Pass me the poultice. Your first command, Jareth. It sounds as if you did quite well.
Thank you. It was quite an experience.
Yet you abandoned your squad.
But I...
No, Jareth, let me speak. I understand why you did what you did, but we must address this before it comes up in a disciplinary hearing.
A disciplinary hearing?
Yes, Jareth, you abandoned your post. It may have been an attempt to save this man who is, as you say, little more than an acquaintance of yours. Yet in the process, you left a group of ordinary men without your support. You may have had them dying in retreat, but what if they turned? Your men's halberds and shields are only so much help. All five of them could have died.
But I had to.
A leader must know when to stop to help others, it is true. But from what you tell me, Zana and two of her laborers were present and unharmed. You must learn to assess a situation on sight, Jareth. For the sake of the lives of those you lead, you must learn to think.
Yes, Perenchois.
No, Jareth, you must listen. Listen with both ears. You're intelligent. You frequently demonstrate a keen analytical mind in a classroom setting. Your potential is great. Yet you have been a task mage for how long? Others with lower scores have gone on, advancing in rank in their chosen direction. Yet you stay here. You assist me. You work in Zana's shop. What else have you done? I do not intend to be so harsh, Jareth. But you must realize that time is flowing away. And all because time and time again you fail to do the right thing.
But I am constantly trying to...
What you seem to be unable to grasp, Jareth, is that the right thing is not blindly following the rules laid out for you. There is so much more to life than that. You must learn to seize the opportunities with which you are presented. You must take control. I have sensed in you lately a great conflict. I can give you advice. Zana can give you counsel. But only you can actually do something about what troubles you.
Do something?
Yes, Jareth. You are a leader born. Both Zana and I have recognized this in you since you were a child. You are so much like your grandfather was. But the difference between the two of you is that he took command, whereas you have only accepted it when offered. Your grandfather did not sit idly by while others struggled. He used his two hands to create his path. Those who witnessed his resolve followed him willingly. Learn from him, Jareth. I know the man inspired your choice of path, but you must go beyond that. You must learn from him. Do you understand me?
Yes, I think I do.
Good. Now help me lift him into the stretcher. Carefully now.
Yes. Wow, so that's Jareth's mentor? Now I know where he gets his bluntness from. But that still doesn't... Shauna, are you okay?
Yeah, I... Well, no, I'm not okay. I'm exhausted. I just don't think I've ever been this tired.
Well, you did learn magic today, and you've cast how many spells?
Too many. And I just don't know if I can go through with this. I'm scared, you know? I just wish I could still pretend it was all a dream, that I'd wake up and it'd all be fine, and I'd be at home, and I'd just go to school and work, and Mike would be late, and now I don't even know if Mike's going to walk again, and I'm stuck here, and there's no doctors, and zombies tried to eat me, and all I want to do is sleep. I just want to sleep.
Hey, come on. Lie down here. We're going to get home, Shauna. We're superstars here, right? The three of us will be back at Antonio's before you know it.
Yeah, I know. All three of us. I know.
Is that you, Targo? Oh, okay. What are you doing downstairs?
Shana passed out, so I tucked her in and came to check on Mike. How is he?
I am not certain. Dargonani seems to be hopeful.
What did he do?
He used a combination of spells and medicines that should help Meek's body heal. It will be several weeks before he is able to move again.
God, he looks terrible. He's still unconscious?
Yes. The spell should keep him so through the worst pain, but hopefully he will wake up in a few days.
Hopefully?
Meek fell a long way, Kate. There is a chance it damaged his brain.
Oh, God, I didn't even think of that.
Worrying bears no fruit, Kate. The best we can do for now is care for Meek in his convalescence. How is she?
Well, she's fine now, but she kind of had a breakdown before she crashed. She's running on adrenaline this whole time. I think she's really scared that she'll never return to her family. She said that she was trapped here.
You have only been here for 3 days. It is no wonder she is still having difficulties.
3 days? Wow, you're right. The night we got here, the day we went to Draenmyr, and today. So much has happened today. It seems like we have been here so much longer.
Time does move strangely in strange places.
Seems like.
Zana?
Conceal yourself in this closet. Oh, I hate to do this. I'm over here, Dargo.
To whom are you speaking just now?
An employee. How is the patient?
He is stable, but I must speak to you about him.
About his injuries?
They are most severe. He may never be able to move as he once did on that leg, but I feel he should recover. There seems to be no serious damage to his back or neck. As well as I can determine, he is not paralyzed.
That is fortunate tidings.
But there are several unusual things about him. They may affect his healing in ways I cannot predict.
Such as?
How can I explain this? He is different.
As I explained earlier, he is a foreigner.
Yes, I am aware. But you know that I am well-traveled, and I have never seen someone like him. I notice his unusual proportions immediately. The width of his shoulders, his height, his blunt features.
There are many kinds of people in this world, Dagonane.
That is true. The other two things are the most perplexing.
Yes?
It is his musculature. It is like nothing I have seen before.
He is an athlete.
I have treated many an injured bricka player in my day, but never have I seen the like of him. The density of his muscles, his bones, it is incredible.
I am not certain what you are trying to say.
The other matter of note is the way his body reacts to OD. It resists in a peculiar way, as if his body perceives OD to be a foreign element. How is that possible?
No, the seekers of truth do not use OD. How is this different?
Where is he from, Zana?
Pararo 5?
I need to know where he is from. I am concerned that my spells will not have their full effect. I attempted a point of origin ritual, and yet it revealed nothing. If I knew where he was from, I could research.
I am sorry, Dagonone. There is nothing I can tell you.
Nothing you can tell me, or nothing you will tell me?
Just what are you implying?
I know that you're keeping things from me, Zana. I know you too well. Very well. If you will not tell me any more, will you at least allow him to be treated at university?
I am sorry, Dagonone.
You know it is best for him, and still you refuse. Very well. I will abide by our agreement, Zana. I will speak to no one of what has transpired here. I shall return tomorrow with the medicines necessary to sustain him. But tread carefully, Zana. You walk perilous paths.
Gatraim 5 for your aid, Dagonone. It has been too long.
It has. Good night, Zana. Try to acquire some sleep.
And you as well. Deliver my regards to your wife and children.
I will do that. Oh, before I forget, I heard something troubling as I was leaving university.
Yes?
We have been unable to learn anything from the Legionnaire that Jareth captured, and today, under the cover of the attack, he escaped.
Escaped?
Yes. We suspect the entire attack was merely a distraction. Please be cautious, Anna. We know you saw his face. If you have any fear of retaliation...
I will contact you immediately.
Please do. Good night, Zana.
And to you, old friend. Safe trails.
You may come out, Keith. I apologize for the deception.
No, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm constantly eavesdropping on you guys.
In that quarter, secrets cannot remain so.
So, did I hear that right? The Legionnaire escaped?
It would appear so.
What does that mean for us, for you?
In truth, it does not bode well. The Legion, as a whole, is not typically prone to petty vengeance, but neither have they orchestrated an undying attack merely to rescue one of their own. Something is out of balance.
I don't think he knew too much, the Legion guy.
Kylev, you mean?
Yeah, he and his two friends were on their way to something else, a gathering, I think, when they found us hiding. I think they chased us because we ran, not because they wanted us or anything.
Legionnaires can be capricious. their Waloran and strange weapons grant them a sort of invulnerability, which is not a fact that has escaped them.
What do you mean?
They are just people, and sometimes they are even our neighbors. But in the young, it is common to see such unchecked ability making monsters of otherwise good folk.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yes, just so. But Meek proved to be more than a match for Caleb. And while the Legion is not vengeful, Legionnaires often are.
So what do we do?
We will do as we should. We will aid Meek as we can. We will continue to guide Shane her efforts to find the three of you a way back to your world. And we will continue to bake big pies. I do, after all, have a business to run. But do not stray far from your bow, okay? The day of Undying is ended, but we are still in great danger. Be watchful.
I will, Zana.
That is well. And now, I must rest.
It has been an exhausting day.
There is that, of course, but I have seen worse. I'm wary because I did something just now that I never in my life thought I would do.
What's that?
I denied Targonani the truth.
But you had to.
Perhaps, but that does not lift the weight from my heart. Good night, Kate.
Night, Zana. Mike, you moron. If you can hear me, I want you to know something. If you die on us, I'm going to head to Draenor and kick your ass. Come back, Mike. Just come back.
Thank you for listening to episode 5 of Second Shift, The Day of Undying. Written by Brandon Crose and John Tanzer, produced by Becky Davis, directed by Andrea Schubert. It has been a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. The vocal team includes these people: Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Paul Harrington as Targonane, Becky Davis as Shauna, Mike Hunter as Mike, Christina Milodowicz as Zana, Brad Smith as Jareth, with additional voices provided by Brandon Crose, Andrea Schubert, Katie Sokol, Brad Smith, Andrew Schwartz, Julia Lunetta, and Mike Hunter. The audio podcast is edited by Andrew Schwartz. The executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Schubert. For more information, please go to our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. Second Shift is copyright 2006 Blue Sky Red.
Yes, Catherine? You know, I think I say this almost as much as absolutely not. This is foreshadowing, isn't it?
Yes, Catherine. Whatever you say, Catherine.
Okay. Yes, Catherine? How's that?
Okay.
Women.